Your Majesty, look whom they sent forth to speak. A tiny insect, a little pipsqueak.
But let us hear from this little creature. He might teach us something from his teacher.
Is his Majesty going to accept this preposterous excuse? I'll turn him into bug juice.
Let me put his little head in a noose.
I'll chop him up and feed him to my goose.
Let us not yet do anything drastic. I find his story with the man to be quite fantastic. It's something that I, the Pasha, would like to taste too. If, of course, the story is true, it would be something unusual and new. So let me tell you, my small little Jew, what I have decided to do. A deadline of 3 days I have set. And by that time, Mon is what you must get. And if by the 3rd day, Mon has not fallen yet, that'll be something you'll greatly regret.
When the Jews heard these words, their faces turned white. Their bones and their teeth rattled with fright.
For the next 3 days, we must pray day and night and hope that Hashem will answer our plight.
But Uncle Dovey, how could they get any man? You cannot buy it from anyone.
Come, let's not get stiffer starch. Let's go forward, onward march.
Now the falling of man, as you probably know, is not quite as oft as the falling of snow. It has not fallen for the last 30 centuries or so. And no one remembers from that long ago just how did it taste and how did it look. And someone in haste might have it mistook. So let's take one look, that is all we will need, to a small house in Sweden, where lives a fine Swede, the world-famous candy maker, Hansen von Fleed, on top of a mountain, the great Amoreed. There's something of interest is happening indeed.
I am the world-famous Hansen von Fleed, and I'm working with great concentration to create a brand new candy creation. I'll make it in flavors in chocolate vanilla, and I'll sell it in China, Japan, and Manila, to African natives, both men and gorilla.
Well, he worked and he worked, this expert old Hans, until the stuff covered his shirt and his pants. Then old Candy Pants Hans just started to dance as if he had swallowed a dozen red ants.
Oh, that's wonderful! I'm so excited! Look at my creation! My wonderful candy! Oh, they will be so happy with this! Oh, yeah, yeah! Now, where are my helpers? Von Nick?
I'm here.
Und Von Nick?
Me too.
You must help me put it outside on Mount Amoreed Peak. Now each one take the boxes that it goes in. And we put it outside until it is,
frozen!
Yeah, that's it. Frozen. And we look and it will taste like a dream. And the people will call this food,
Ice cream, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, I was going to say that, what do you think? And to chill people's insides right down to their bones, and we'll sell it in cups, on sticks, and in
cones!
Right, of cones, of course, the cones will sell it. I knew this.
So they put it outside with a loud heave-ho, and it froze into 10 tons of colorful snow. But just as Hansen had gone out and checked it, and they went for the shovels to try and collect it, suddenly the wind up there started to blow, and it blew, and it blew, and it blew to and fro, and Hansen von Fleet cried, "Oh no! All my snow, all my snow, all my colorful snow has been just blown away by a giant,
tornado!
Yeah, tomato, yeah, but the tomatoes blew my snow away! Stop it, stop this tomato from blowing away my ice cream snow! Please come back, ice cream, where are you going? Come back with this tomato, what this is here! Oh, what am I going to do? What will? Help, save it, bring it back! But all that his helpers could say was,
"By Jove!"
For a giant tornado, a great hurricane, had blown all the ice cream from where it had lain, high above Amoreen in a colorful chain. And the higher it went, the more speed it did gain. While downstairs, poor Hansen went almost insane.
"Oh, no, what am I going to do without this?
But the stuff flew on over hill, over plain, and the people who saw it, their eyes they did strain to see this high-flying peppermint cane. And it puzzled each Englishman, Frenchman, and Dane. It flew high above Russia, above Timbuktu. It flew above Turkey with all the Hindu. And Africa next, the world's biggest zoo. But it slowed down near Egypt. Its flight was near through.
I don't understand, my little shy. Do you see all the Jews, how they pray and they cry? But why don't you cry, shy? You don't even try. You don't even try to cry. Tell me, shy. Tell me why. Why you don't cry? Why, shy? Why you don't try to cry? Tell me, why? Why, shy? You're such a nice little guy, shy.
But Abba, we should not allow our spirits to sink. Jews are supposed to be happy, I think. Ever since the Jews left the land of Mitzrayim, they've always been helped, min hashamayim. That's the funny thing about us Jews. We're always expecting to hear some good news.